Shin Yud Tes Siv Vav. Ein Boilem Melilois. Elam Boilem Bishinoi Ma'at Roshet Ba'isav. If you have grains that are in their peels, so you're not allowed to remove the peels in Shabbos. That's a type of dosh. The Rishonim says Nirek Dosh. It's only the Rabbanon. Rakopan is shaykh to the family of dosh. And therefore, you have to make a shinui by rolling them in the tips of your fingers, which is not the natural way one would do it. This opinion holds that since you are doing a certain type of mefarik, which is a malacha, but since you're doing a kilach hayad, and this whole thing is only a nira, therefore it is permitted. The Rambam says that those are machmir on this. They say you only let to soften it up between your fingers, but actually to remove the psoilus, you're not allowed to do. This is even if you want to eat it right away. If it's just a mixture between the psoilus and the grains, and obviously you have grains that are still edible, and they already peel them off, so now you just have a mixture with the peels and the grains together, then everybody agrees you're allowed to take out the grain for immediate use, because that's boiler. But before you removed it from the coating of soilus that was growing in, that is Melechas Dosh. Lachain also the fact that goizim losim, goizim gedoilim itoikli posim ayeruka. We don't have these nowadays, but if you get fresh nuts, they have, aside from the hard peel that we have, there's another green peel on that. And taking that off is also considered Dosh. There's discussion about peanuts. Peanuts is similar to that because it has the little peel around each peanut and then it has the other peel outside of it. Aloha l'mayis minhag ha'olam is not treated as dosh and it's treated as boyer. Mevozna has a sad to say that is dosh, which we'll not get involved in. If one wants to be machme, he could also be moilel his peanuts, the reshets ba'isav, crack them with the tips of his fingers. I saw a tzaddik that used to do it that way. Al kol panim, v'toiv lahachme me'achas shiyochel ochem kein b'loy pirek. One should be machme. Once again, we have these extra peel on the nuts. Aside from the hard peel, there's this outer peel, not to open them up on Shabbos.